This is Simon Rentner here with WBGO's The Checkout. I'm sitting here with 2010 NEA Jazz Master Muhal Richard Abrams. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
It's a pleasure to be here myself.
Just to get a clear picture of who you are and your roots and your beginnings, you grew up in Chicago, and there came a moment where you decided you wanted to become a musician, and you taught yourself how to play the piano. Can you tell how that came to be?
Just like you said it. I decided I wanted to do it, so I taught myself how to do it. It's just that. I taught myself how to practice the piano. Let's be clear. You never finish learning how to play the piano. At the same time, I taught myself how to practice composing.
In the mid-1960s, a movement was brewing, the music was changing. What compelled you to be a part of the AACM, or to create it?
I organized a band, the experimental band, long before the AACM, in order to workshop and create original compositions. And I gathered some musicians around me in order to do that, because I needed some place to express my ideas. The reason was I needed a place to express ideas that were not necessarily mainstream ideas. So the experimental band, and from that nucleus, I met with three other musicians, and we explored the idea of organizing a formal organization to express the same general idea, and that's how the AACM came about.
Wait a minute, what key are we going to be in? What key, what's the tempo on this song? What's the tempo? Hey, wait a minute. I mean, you know, like dig, you know, wow. You know, like check this out. Check it, just check it. What's the key? What key are we in?
The main purpose was to explore composing in new forms of composition. Is this correct?
Original forms, you see, because new could be deceptive, saying the word new. I think original approaches, and when you get individuals contributing their original ideas, then you get newness from the individual, in the sense that you're getting something that you can't get from any place else. So therefore it's new in that sense. Using your originality and your personal thoughts as to how you should proceed in any particular instance. That's it. It's just natural. Just natural. You know, when you, like, it's like cooking eggs. Some people may cook an egg on the sidewalk with the sun. Somebody else may just cook it on the stove as is. Somebody else might require a microwave. Or, you know, it's just how one may approach doing pretty much the same type of process, you know.
My, my. Such a beautiful posture. What?
You know, like, check this out. You know, wow, gee, man. You know, like, wow. Ooh-wee.
Goodness! Did you see that?
But what I want to know is this. You know, like...
What?
Excuse me. Check this out. Just check. Are you hip to it? Are you hip to the trip out? Are you tripped to the hip out?
Did any approaches fail flatly on their face?
No. How could they? Success and failure was not an issue. Whatever the musicians produced was valid because they produced it. That's it. There's no success or failure. Each composition or each contribution by each musician, it appears as itself. So there was no question as to its validity or success or failure. Those weren't issues at all.
seemed like a collective of artists making art for art's sake. Would that be a fair assessment?
No. No. They're making it for their sake. Not for art's sake. They're making it for their sake. It turns out to be afterwards. It has to do with life itself and what one requires to express oneself. So in this instance, these musicians were expressing themselves through music, you know, through organizing music in various personal ways. So it's pretty open to be viewed from a different points of view. Our intentions were to create a workshop and a showcase where as individuals could express themselves and grow within that atmosphere. And that's what it was. That's what it was.
How often do you go back and explore the music that you have produced in the past?
I never do that. I never do it. Once it's done, it's done. That's it. You know, I look at it and I say, well, you know, sometimes I may look and say, well, I could have made a couple more turns. Yeah, I'll put them in the next one. And I just keep going. So there's information there, but not information that I need to proceed. I more or less proceed, as always, from raw material. And there's plenty of that around at all times. And listening to all sorts of things. Looking at painting, you know, visual art, you know. Watching the tennis games, you know what I mean? The rhythm of the tennis game, or the rhythm of boxes, the rhythm of the baseball players, rhythm of the football players, all of that. And, of course, the primary and basic rhythm, the rhythm of other individuals. Whether they are musicians or whatever they do. So there's plenty of raw material to propel efforts based in the now and the future, you know, or based in the now in contemplation of the future, because the future is always something that may or may not ever be, but it's there, so. Music is not just entertainment, you know. It's the voice of forces that we don't see. You know what I mean? Yet they're there. See? That uses the practitioner as a conduit or vessel to send the voice through, you know? So therefore, some people may receive some message that would amaze me if I hear them say it, you know, and I wouldn't dispute them because if they heard that in the music, then for them, that it was in there, you know what I mean? I don't even have to agree with them, so I don't feel I have to discuss it because I'm operating from quite a different perspective as the practitioner, you know?
Dedications to Duke Ellington, Muddy Waters,
Duke, yeah.
And Bird, Diz, Max, Monk.
Right.
So all of them.
Yeah, well, in terms of, you see, all these people distinguish themselves as strong individuals. And the expression that I was making was in honor of their steadfastness and projecting their individualism, you know, and creating colors that we otherwise wouldn't have heard if they hadn't distinguished themselves as individuals.
What's this new trend of writing more notated music than you have in the past?
No, we've always written notated music. We just didn't get the exposure. We've always written it for many years. All of the AACM people, especially the first wave of AACM people, was Braxton, Threadgill, you know, without a Leo Smith, Leroy Jenkins, you know, Roscoe Mitchell, you know, Mina Claudine Myers, just all composers. They've all composed, you know, large works. So we've always composed ever since the inception of the AACM. That was part of what we were doing, composing all types of structures, including so-called classical structures, just written, you know, straight written things.
And one of your more recent recordings, From Pi, with George Lewis and Roscoe Mitchell, Streamin'.
Yeah.
Just a improvisational kind of setting?
Yeah. All improvised.
When you showed up to that session, you absolutely had no idea what you were going to play.
Yeah, we're going to play music. Sure, we're going to play music. You know, that's the whole idea. You improvise, you endeavor to be as musical as you can. Something happens, you know. It's a question of trusting yourself. That's what it is. And respecting the other practitioners, the people that you're performing with, you know, and respecting them and trusting yourself because they trust themselves. So, you know, it works out. You trust yourself. But trust comes from a lot of experience and soul searching, you know what I mean? And being honest with yourself to the extent that you can.
The writer Gary Giddens likened you to kind of a black saint. He was also punning off of the word because you were recorded with Black Saint for so many years. Mm-hmm. But that you are saintly in many respects in your approach.
Well, what can I say? I mean, Gary certainly always seemed like a capable person to me. So whatever he sees, you know what I mean? I have to take that. Y'all have to take that. I mean, what can I say?
Pianist, composer, Mulhall Richard Abrams, the president of the New York chapter of the Association for the Advancement of Creative Musicians, also known as the AACM. So tell me, the CC Lounge on Cottage Grove and 63rd Street on the south side of Chicago.
Right.
How many of the musicians on stage here at the 2015 Chicago Jazz Festival were there then with you?
Well, at that time, on that stage, Roscoe Mitchell, as we proceeded on, and it came to, from 1961 to 65, you know, we attracted some of the other musicians that you see there by the time the AACM was formed. So the experimental band was the forerunner to the AACM.
From George Lewis's book, you were basically figuratively speaking, the professor there. You were educating a lot of the younger musicians coming through.
I initially had more information than most of the other people. They were younger. The group sort of taught each other by example of their individualism. So when you observe another's individual's individualism, then it's quite possible that you might be enlightened. I've always been, as far back as I can remember, I've always wanted to find out about myself and how things apply to me. With all due respect to others, I've always had the feeling that I should find out how things apply to me.
Some of the original members of the experimental band with Roscoe Mitchell, Henry Threadgill, Wadada Leo Smith, Amina Claudine Myers, George Lewis, Leonard Jones, Thurman Barker, Reggie Nicholson, Leroy Wallace McMillan. Some of these players were on your very first recording that you commercially released in 1967, Levels and Degrees of Light. Tell us, what kind of emotions are you going to be feeling on stage tonight with all these players? Is this, you've spoke of this as a continuum, or it's continuing, but do you ever get nostalgic?
Nostalgic. I suppose it's always a mixture of everything, including nostalgia. You know, in the sense that I can't approach the piano without thinking about Art Tatum, Horowitz, and all kind of people who played the piano. That kind of nostalgia, you know what I mean? Nostalgia that has to do with enlightenment, you know what I mean, and encouragement. The continuum has to do with optimism. Well, it's like having eyes in the front and back of your head, you know what I mean, constantly. So perhaps that's the answer to your question.
Solo Piano, Muhal Richard Abrams, from the recording Young at Heart, Wise in Time. I'm Simon Rentner, and you're listening to a special edition of The Checkout from the Chicago Jazz Festival.